Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Hey, Krista.
What?
Adventure is out there.
Ooh,
in Adventureland.
We're
really mixing our pop culture references here now.
It's true. It's true. Well, it's all Adventureland-ish.
It is, yes.
because we're talking about Adventureland today. Well, this week.
Yeah.
It's part of our Disneyland lands. Recurring segment we do. We've been making our way. We did Galaxy's Edge, Main Street USA, Frontierland, and now we're over in Adventureland.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I think Adventureland might be my favorite land.
It is my second favorite land. Remember, we talked about all the favorites.
Yeah.
It's my second favorite for sure. New Orleans Square has Pirates and Haunted Mansion, which, you know.
But. Right. And that, but that's more of a mini land. I don't know.
Yeah. Adventureland is for sure my favorite of the OG
lands.
But we are recording this in advance.
We are.
So we're not going to talk news.
No, there's no news.
We're not going to talk Moon Knight.
No. No. I'm sure it's good, though. Well, I hope so.
Probs.
I hope so.
Totes. Uh-huh. And but Brandon, what are you drinking?
Oh, I have a nice tasty brew.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Trees Don't Move. But I assume if you have a few glasses of this, they might a little bit.
Oh, probably.
So it's like an ironic name. It is a bit of a strong IPA.
Yes.
So
it's tasty. I have the same. It's from our local brewery. Shout out to Pass Beer, as per always. We like supporting them. And you had a growler, so I'm helping you drink it.
Yeah, we gotta get that before we finish that off, before we head out the door, so...
We're recording this just a few days before we're leaving, so we're straight into the whole, like, make dinner from whatever's in the fridge.
Empty the fridge.
And all the perishables.
Yeah,
and that includes this beer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really tasty, I like it.
Yum, yum,
good
yum.
Good choice. And I'm gonna assume your nerd thing is our trip?
Yeah, we're still on that.
He sounds like... Like, frustrated. Oh, just like that. It's still going to be the
yeah.
same. Nerd
yeah,
thing.
It's,
yeah, yeah.
It's tough when you're recording ahead of time to come up with unique and wonderful things that we do each week, but that's okay.
That's okay. We
and
will...
I probably just sound a little annoyed because I can't turn my head to the left right now. My neck is very sore,
yeah.
So...
So you sound all right. you know, if a few more trees don't move, you won't be feeling
yeah,
that sore neck anymore.
I'm hoping it loosens up these muscles. I just slept on my neck funny, and so it's a bit sore today.
You are a very tall individual, so I think you're slightly more prone to neck and back problems.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, as well.
Seems that way. Plus, I'm old, so.
Oh, so old.
I'm
so
old.
You got to get better because we're talking Adventureland. Indiana Jones is going to shake you all around.
Yeah, maybe
so.
That'll help.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It might. It's true.
I'll be better before we go. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, next week we'll be back and we're going to get all caught up on all the news items we missed and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it'll be a big catch-up week.
Exactly.
There's going to be a lot to talk about.
Exactly. So we'll just postpone the news till then. So let's head right into our main topic. At the park. Dun, 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 dun. How many times do you think I'm going to hum that this episode?
Well, at least two.
Well, like we said, we're talking all about Adventureland this week. And I actually looked up the Wikipedia description of Adventureland.
Wikipedia, a good source
research.
Yeah,
totally fine. It is themed to resemble the remote jungles in Africa, Asia, South America, Oceania, and the Caribbean. And Walt Disney said it is to create a land that would make this dream reality. We pictured ourselves far from civilization in remote jungles of Asia and Africa. But it's all like, Adventureland is very 1950s interpretation of like exotic adventure, like the whole tiki craze.
Well, it actually evokes what Tomorrowland should probably evoke in like historical pop culture stuff. Like Indiana Jones actually is a perfect addition to that land because it encapsulated, like, it came out in the 80s, but it was a throwback to the old pop serial.
It doesn't take
adventure
place in the
movies.
80s. Yeah, exactly.
So it fits in really well with that aesthetic.
Ooh,
I would say.
I just thought of something. Do you remember how a couple weeks ago we were talking about the best movies to watch on a plane that you can find on that are Disney movies? Another really good, I don't know if it's on Disney Plus or not, but a really good movie to watch on an airplane would be Indiana Jones.
I'm sure it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
I have no idea. But anyway, wouldn't that be a good one for an airplane?
Yeah, writers would be pretty sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a little thought there.
Maybe not the Temple of Doom. That one gets a little gruesome.
That's true. But yeah, Raiders would be really cool. Raiders, or Last Crusade is always fun.
It's fun.
That's kind of along the same line as when we were talking Star Wars, and it's one that it's a lot of fun, and if you put it down for a bit and come back to it, yeah.
Yeah, seen them dozens of times.
Exactly, exactly.
It's all good.
But the whole thing, it's supposed to resembling like the other, and it's not like accurate representations of these places. It's like a weird interpretation, like you said, that's like retro.
Yeah, retro cinematic adventure, not actually going to the jungle and getting stung by mosquitoes and getting malaria.
Exactly. So it says, tribal performance masks, conga drums, non-American totem poles, exotic animal statues, and architecture of Pacific influence make for a confined area where an industry and technology take a backseat to uncharted nature. Noted art historian David T. Doris explains Adventureland as a pastiche of imaginary colonial spaces conflated within green and foliate milieu of the jungle. So basically, we're not going for like historical or geographical accuracy here. It was like, I don't know, let's like get a bunch of jungly stuff and put it in one space.
Very colonial. That's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So originally it was did you ever watch those True Life Adventures?
I saw some.
Because I watched them all. You kind of like were in the room when I was watching.
Yeah, I saw some. Mm-hmm.
It was originally planned as a True Life Adventureland based on those documentaries. And actually it was intended to have real animals. And zoologists were like, yo, dude, Walt, don't do that.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. You got to wait a few years so you can build
Animal Kingdom. Exactly. Basically, it was like the realization of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted, like, a time again, like, the Jungle Cruise, he wanted there to be real animals, and it was like, they will be sleeping.
Yeah.
They will not see them.
It's boring,
Tiki Room, he wanted them to have real birds. People are like, they will just poop on everyone. He's like, oh,
yeah,
right.
He wanted real birds with a restaurant.
Yeah.
And, like,
and people were like,
you just
got
your poopy food.
Yeah. So, instead, it was actually the Adventureland is the reason, mostly the Tiki Room, that he invented audio animatronics.
Yeah, because you couldn't have real birds without poop everywhere, so you make fake birds.
Exactly.
And they can sing and dance that way.
Yeah,
and the
birds sing words and the flowers croon.
Hmm.
In the tiki-tiki. I love the Tiki Room. Do you know, I asked my mom for, when we started this podcast, I asked my mom for pictures from our first trip when I was six. And she sent a picture.
They had cameras back then? Wow.
That's crazy. You know what?
Wow.
You know what? And there's pictures of my brother and I. And he's in, like, full pirate gear. And I am wearing, like, a lei and a big flowered hat. And I remember that hat. And, like, Hawaiian outfit and everything. And she said, they took us shopping and said, like, you can pick out something. And I wanted, that's what I wanted, was all that stuff. Michael was obsessed with Pirates of the Caribbean. I was scared on Pirates of the Caribbean. But I loved, like, Tiki Room and Jungle Cruise.
Hmm.
That was apparently my favorite. And I wanted, like, the full luau stuff. So.
Well, that's cool.
In 1991. Retro now, too.
Yeah.
So the dedication plaque, did you know there's a dedication plaque on each of the lands, the original lands? Anyway?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but I found the dedication plaque for Adventureland, and it says, here is adventure, here is romance, here is mystery, tropical rivers silently flowing into the unknown, the unbelievable splendor of exotic flowers, the eerie sound of the jungle, with eyes that are always watching. I know. I was like, wow, it was really playing up like this mystery kind of thing.
Yeah, cool.
Hey?
Well, we're going to have to go visit all these plaques,
right?
I suppose.
That's a really cool idea.
Mm.
That'd be really fun. That would actually be a really cool thing to do on Dapper Day.
Mm.
Because I know the original lands have, like, the ones
from
1955.
Sense. Well, you have the one that, as you enter, of course, is very famous. That's the only one I ever knew about. But
me too. That's the one that's going to make me cry. So I thought we could run down just, like, what is there now, and then let's just talk in general Adventureland.
Sure.
Okay. So what is there now? We have the Enchanted Tiki Room. A lot of people think this is an opening day attraction. It wasn't, because, like we said, Walt had to invent audio animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually opened in 1963, but this is a Walt attraction, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Jungle Cruise is an opening day attraction, but, like, it's a completely different kind of attraction. It was actually very serious at the time. They did it like you were going through a jungle.
Yeah, they had it serious, and people weren't as cynical as they are these days.
Right?
So you couldn't do it serious now. Now, because, like, the animatronics are cool, but they're still kind of lame. So it works as a joke, but like if you're like, ooh, look at the lion, yeah, oh, isn't it scary? It wouldn't work. No. It's silly. So yeah, that makes sense that they changed the tone of it for sure.
And if you watch the original opening day broadcast, you can see like they do show people going on it and everything, and it was nowhere near as built up as it is now.
Well, the foliage had to grow.
Exactly. But it's still like really cool. And when you look into like some of the way they did some of the vegetation and everything, they're like, oh, well, this is actually a tree that you can find here, but they trimmed it into this, or they planted some of them upside down, or
upside
some of that stuff is really cool.
Down. And the other thing you have to realize is back then, travel was not as accessible.
100%.
So exploring this fake jungle area would be like really fascinating to people.
Yeah, your average family is not going to ever go to, what did they say, Africa, Asia?
Yeah,
like they're just not doing it.
You couldn't back then.
Exactly. So this totally makes sense. They would have, but that's really cool. You can do that as an opening day attraction. That's another, we were talking about good attractions to do Dapper Day. As an opening day attraction, that would be a good option.
Yeah, and it's nice and casual.
Indiana Jones Adventure opened in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. I went there shortly after it opened.
Yeah, and it was probably really busy.
Super busy.
It's always really busy.
Yeah.
It's one of the most broken down rides.
It's true, but this ever. One blew everyone's mind. It still blows people's minds. Like, it is crazy.
The theming throughout is amazing.
It's crazy.
Indiana Jones, of course, is a great...
Oh, that's true.
Subject matter for a ride, and it does put you like you feel like you're in an Indiana Jones movie, and the ride vehicle's really well designed for it. And
oh, so good!
It's really cool.
When I first drove this, probably in 1996, I think I was there. And they say, like, don't look into the eyes of Mara. I definitely did not look into the eyes of Mara.
Good.
And I got mad at everyone in my family who's like, of course I did. I was like, no. That's why things went bad.
It's all your fault.
So, yeah, no, I definitely didn't. Like, I covered my eyes in the whole thing. Like, no chance. And I mean, like, obviously you know that that's a thing. Even when I was 12, I knew that. But it's still, like, just speaking to, like, you're in the movie.
Yeah.
It's, like, part of it, right?
It's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Suspension of disbelief. And just the theming is amazing. Like, one of the best cues.
Oh, my goodness. Ever. Yes. And a lot of, when it's, like, little known facts about Disneyland, a lot of the stuff is actually from Adventureland. Upside down trees, for example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, of course, the cue from Indiana Jones. The first couple times we went through it, you know, they had, like, the decoder things?
Yep.
I think we actually got one. Not realizing that was going to be a limited time thing. The other one that we did once, I don't know if you can still do this, but if you ask for a map of Jungle Cruise, they'll give you one. So they used to. I have one somewhere. My brother and I both got one.
Right.
If you listen,
it's like if you ask the skipper, can I have a map of this river, and they might have one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they still do, but that was always a little known secret. But yeah, have a lot of fun in that Indiana Jones queue. It's part of the experience.
Now, there's lots of little details.
Even though it opened in 1995, this is widely considered the second most advanced attraction in Disneyland still. Probably why it's broken down all the time. Rise of the Resistance, of course, now being number one.
Yeah. We still don't know much about it. We're going to have to do a whole episode on Rise of the Resistance once we've actually experienced it.
I think we should.
And,
do you know how hard it has been to avoid spoilers for over 2 years?
Especially watching all Disney YouTube content.
Oh, it'll come on. We're like,
la 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 la.
Cover eyes, no! Just like yell. Yeah, the only things we've seen are the stuff that's been in like the generic commercials.
Yeah.
We don't know anything else. Well, I don't anyway.
I know very, very little.
So that's really exciting.
Yeah, it'll be cool to go in blind
to that. The other attraction is Tarzan's Treehouse. It was the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse from I think opening actually, up until 1999, or very close to after opening anyway.
It's super duper closed right now.
It is so close, and it's like just closed. Like, people think they're working on it, and
there's crazy scaffolding and screens up.
But it seems like there hasn't been a lot of work going on in it. So
not a priority. It's not.
It's kind of like the submarines. Not a priority.
Yeah.
And I like the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. I don't mind the Tarzan Treehouse, but it's not a big draw, but it is a good one if you have kids and you're like, let's go kill some time.
Yeah.
And they can,
you don't
like,
have to wait in line,
explore,
and you can just like walk.
It's fun. For dining, we have Bengal Barbecue. Tiki Juice Bar and the Tropical Hideaway. That used to be Aladdin's Oasis, which there was a little show, and then there was like just a meet and greet and things like that. But now that's where Tropical Hideaway now is.
I am looking forward to Bengal Barbecue.
Me too.
Looks
I think
pretty good.
That might be a first day one because our first day is going to be very go. And
then,
that's
like,
a good grab.
You can get some skewers and head on into
do some mobile
line.
Ordering.
It's
and,
all good. Yeah.
Yeah. And, plus, heaven knows I'm getting a Dole Whip on the first day.
Yeah, you're very you like your Dole Whips. I don't like pineapples, so that doesn't really work for me.
That's okay. You can stand nearby while I go get my Dole Whip.
Dole Whips.
Plural. shopping, we have the Adventureland Bazaar, and this is cool. This is actually an opening day shop.
Oh.
There are almost no opening day shops left, but this one existed back then.
I mean, a bazaar themed shop is just like a no-brainer.
Totally works, yeah. South Seas Trader has drinks, fruit, and snacks. It's kind of set up near Bengal Barbecue, so a lot of people just associate them together. But if you wanted to do some grab-and-go fruit, that's a healthy option
and, like,
for you.
And, like, the pickles are there, I think.
Yep, yeah, and we'll be doing that, too. That might be a first day for us, too. And characters, you can often find Jasmine, Aladdin, Moana, and in the past, I've seen Stitch and Lilo in this area as well.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
you kind of like lean into the luau part, and that that makes a little sense.
I don't know if they're still there, but I know in the past I have seen Lilo wandering around. Lilo. I have a student named Lilo, you see.
I see, yeah.
Lilo wandering around, and Stitch as well.
That's just like off-brand.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
Lilo and Stick or something.
Yeah,
Lilo and Stick. I don't know.
But, yeah, Moana, that's where you can find her. So if you're a Moana fan or an Aladdin and Jasmine fan, head there. You used to be able to find the genie. I think he's a pretty hard character to find nowadays, though.
Yeah, and they've gotten rid of the Aladdin show over in California Adventure as well, so...
Exactly, exactly. Oh. Yeah, so you said before this might be your favorite land.
Yeah, the Jungle Cruise is... quintessential Disney ride.
Oh, it really is.
And
I find Tiki Room the same. I mean, I know it's a lot more dated, but the fact that so much of what makes Disneyland awesome is the audio animatronics.
Right.
And that was invented for
it. It is cool
Tiki Room.
To see the original animatronic,
yes.
Like what it was created for. So okay, that's fine. But Indiana Jones is just awesome.
Oh,
like,
it's so good.
That's just right up my alley. So
I do think that on the Disney Play app now, they have a lot of the stuff that you can do in the queue, the more interactive stuff.
Right.
But even if not, you know, don't touch things that say don't touch unless you're in the Indiana Jones queue. If it says don't touch, touch it. If it says don't pull, pull it. Like, whatever it is. Because there's some really
cool
stuff.
Well, you can tell it's like... in theme, don't touch, right?
Yeah.
Like,
we have definitely been in line where we reached over and grabbed it, and people like, what? The poll is, of course, the favorite.
Yeah. Very cool. Hopefully, it's all still working.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stuff like that, you know, especially Nina Jones, it does get a little worn down, and they need to update a little bit more. The more technical something is, it usually the more impressive it is, not always, but the more it breaks down.
Yep. Yeah, makes sense.
But Indiana Jones is definitely one that's worth standing in line for. And in our previous episode, we talked about our plans, and you actually said that your plan is that Adventureland will literally be the first land we head to because our plan is on day one to rope drop Indiana Jones.
I think that's going to be the play, Indiana Jones.
So that's really cool that'll be the first place we head.
And then Big Thunder. Because... Frontierland and Adventureland are very close.
They're very close.
Another reason that I like Adventureland so much because
you can just jump back and forth.
Kind of blends together really nicely.
I really like Jungle Cruise. It used to be almost a guaranteed walk on all the time, even when I went in the heat of summer, which is crazy because it's a cooler area there.
Yeah.
But of course, with the new attraction and they had the new theming and everything, the lines are quite a bit larger now. Nothing Indiana Jones level, of course, but you're not having a guaranteed walk on Jungle Cruise anymore.
Right. And Indiana Jones has Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Does Jungle Cruise as well? Indiana Jones definitely has Genie Plus.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only thing in this line that has Genie Plus.
It is, yeah. So if you know, wanted to knock out... Well, I mean, this land also only has a few attractions. It's not like Fantasyland where you're getting, like, you know, 12 different attractions in here.
Mm-hmm.
But Indiana Jones is such a big one. A lot of people, before Genie Plus came out and we knew that there would be individual ones, a lot of people hypothesized that there would be, including me, that Indiana Jones would be on the list.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. But it is older, so I get why they would not.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of us thought that it would be, well, Rise, of course, and then Indiana Jones on that side, and on the other side, Web Slingers and Radiator Springs Racers, when we knew there would be two in that one. We thought there'd be two in both, but pleasantly surprised not. However, that is a really good priority for a rope drop, as well as a really good priority for your Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
We should try and do both.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you get on twice. You rope drop it, and then you get a Genie Plus later in the day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like Jungle Cruise, you can make it work. It's not the busiest ride. I'm just looking at wait times right
now.
What are
the wait times, right?
It's only 35 minutes for Jungle
Cruise
right now.
Okay, well, it used to be guaranteed 10. 10, 15,
yeah.
Maybe if it was like
but
a really
we're
hot
looking
day,
at,
20.
We're looking at spring break crowds right now.
That's very true.
And yeah, it's quite a bit less than most things. You got 60 minutes for Splash Mountain, 55 for Haunted Mansion.
Ooh-wee. Now, Haunted Mansion is a Genie Plus.
True. Yep.
Now, what about, okay, so what is the standby for Indiana Jones right now, just since you randomly have this app up? And for relevance, we are recording on a Sunday evening?
Sunday evening, yeah. It's about 4:30 Disneyland time right now. And Indiana Jones is 65 minutes standby.
Okay.
And I don't have a return time for Lightning Lane, but
okay, they might all be gone.
Maybe.
They that is one that does sell out.
Yep.
So if that is important to you, that make that a priority. It is often listed as one of the longest standby in the whole resort, but definitely in Disneyland. The only thing you're going to have longer is basically Rise of the Resistance. Occasionally, something like Matterhorn or Splash. You said right now...
Space Mountain's at 90 minutes.
And that was the other one. Because that is why your two most... Well, three now, if you include Rise. But like we said before, Verdict is out on rope dropping Rise. Your two most popular rope drop attractions are Space Mountain or Indiana Jones.
Yep. So Space and Matterhorn are both at 90 minutes. And Smuggler's Run is at 80 minutes.
Now, that is the longest I've seen it in
time. I lied. It was at 80 minutes. Now it's dropped to 60.
Oh,
so,
because everyone saw it was 80 and they ran away.
They got scared, yeah. That's a long wait for Smuggler's Run. Holy cow.
Now, there is... We talked before when we first talked about Genie Plus, and we were just talking about different tips and things we had heard. Of course, I'm excited to try some of these, but one is that attractions that you know are going to go down... you're not like running across the park when you see that they open again, but if you're in the vicinity, head there because
it can work in your favor if you're lucky. The other thing is apparently you can game the system with Genie Plus,
right,
and book a Lightning Lane for an attraction that's down and you'll get it refunded and you can use it on any ride.
And Indiana Jones is the attraction that is most commonly down. Now I have heard, this is a rumor, that a ride around, but anytime between 9 and 10, they actually almost always go down because that's when they stop and they put more cars on the track.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Right.
So kind of keeping that in mind, if you want to try this fishing for, you know, the ultimate Genie Plus kind of gaming the system, keep your eye on that.
That's very advanced Disney landing.
Yeah.
So,
I'm a little nervous about that. You say you might want to give it a try.
I don't mind playing a little bit of a game for fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as there's no pressure and we're like
easygoing
about it, we're not trying to like wreck anything or anything like that. But if we keep our eyes open and everything like that, you can maybe luck out a little bit. But yeah, so Adventureland is just really good. It's just really good. It has good food. It has Dole Whips. I don't know if I've mentioned, but I really like Dole Whips.
Yes, I think Dole Whips might be your favoritest Disney snack.
It is like it beats out it even beats out a
churro,
which is saying a lot.
Yeah. I of course like churros more than you, but
I do like churros still, but I even get like the pineapple spear and they have the tagine on it, and I know you're shaking your head, but like that's really good. But yeah, Dole Whips are literally my favorite Disney snack. And you know what, when we did March Madness last year, Dole Whips were the favorite snack of most people.
Yeah, well, that's because people like pineapple and they're just wrong. It's a deranged fruit. It's all pokey and stuff.
Delicious.
No.
Yeah. You'd be sweet on the inside, a little rough, and wear a crown like a pineapple.
Nah.
But yeah, I agree. Adventureland is great. And the other thing I want to mention is there's certain lands which, I mean, every land is a different experience day and night, but Adventureland hits pretty awesome at nighttime.
Yeah, because like you said, with the plaque, that you have the creepy factor, the mysterious factor, so at nighttime you can be like, ooh, there's eyes watching me, etc., etc.
Well, it has a lot of the flames, and actually, have you ever done Jungle Cruise at nighttime?
I think I did once, yeah.
It's very cool because you only have the lights from the boat. Mm. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
it feels a little more realistic then.
It's a little more fun. Yeah. Also, fun tip about Jungle Cruise. So out of curiosity, if you had a job with Disney, what would be your dream job?
Oh, I couldn't be a cast member. I'm not enough of a people person. But I do know that people do have a lot of fun being skippers.
Yeah.
And there's been a few celebrities that have been skippers in the past as well. Yeah. So,
when people are asked, that is almost always the first answer. They would love to be a skipper on the Jungle Cruise. And I would say that's in my top three. Would be a skipper on the Jungle Cruise.
I'd be a behind the scenes Imagineer type of person.
Oh, you totally would be. You'd actually be really good at that, and you'd have a lot of fun at it. Back when we had the Disney store in Canada, I would almost want to live in a major city just so I could work at a Disney store.
Just so you could say you're a cast member?
So I could say I was a cast member. Yeah, that's a tough one for Canadians to do. But for me, on my top three would be Jungle Cruise skipper, and is generally considered the number one answer for people too. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I think if I was going to be a cast member and work a ride, my dream one, not Adventureland, it would actually be the original Tower of Terror.
I knew you were going to say it.
the old bellhops, and you can still find them in Florida, of course, but those old bellhops at the Tower of Terror, that's just super fun.
If we're just talking Disney parks, I would totally see that for you, by the way. Along the same line, in my top three would be a ghost host from the Haunted Mansion.
Same idea. So, yeah. I just really like that bellhop aesthetic.
Oh,
so,
it's good. Yeah. It's a good one. Did want us to mention the Jungle Cruise skippers. Always a top choice.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Yes. We like Adventureland quite a bit, and adventure is
out there.
It's out there. It's quite an open-ended subject.
Yes.
What do you think they could add to make Adventureland even better?
If they had land an object, because that's the problem they have there. And I don't...
Yeah, I get that space isn't... You can't build another Jungle Cruise.
We're pretending that land is
some,
a problem.
Something, I don't know, something small that you could add.
Well, I think they already did the best thing they could do, and that was... Don't get me wrong, Aladdin's Oasis was, shockingly good, but it was taking up too much real estate. So switching that out actually would have been my number one recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. When they were going to redo Splash Mountain, I was not in favor of a Princess and the Frog one. I still don't know if that's the best option. I thought to fit in with Frontierland and Critter Country, which is where Splash Mountain is, I thought a Pocahontas just around the river bend would have been a great choice.
Yep.
But I also thought something along the lines of Moana would be something good. That would probably be my leanings would do something along those lines, but I'm not really sure what. Dark rides are tough now.
They are tough. I know they're trying to concentrate the Pixar content over in DCA, but we keep saying Adventure is out there, and I would like to see an Adventure Club up Dark Ride.
That would be really cool. Yeah. Like a whole Paradise Falls thing.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, yeah, Pixar is over on that side, but let's also remember that Little Mermaid is Disney, so it should be on the Disneyland side, but that's over in California Adventure, so...
I would like to see that and, I don't know, somehow do almost like a Peter Pan style where you're floating with the house, and
that would be really great.
I don't know, it's something.
Not only that, there's seriously, I understand Peter Pan is an opening day attraction, so there's a push for that, but Peter Pan is one of the most beloved rides. It is a Genie Plus attraction, by the way. That might be the way to do that one. But it's always incredibly lined
up.
Or
at midnight when all the kiddies are in bed.
<That's> true. It might be a good last in line one. But it's not weird to find a 45-minute, hour and a half lineup for Peter Pan when every other dark ride is 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? So that tells you there is a push for something like that.
It is a very, very popular ride, and it's kind of slow, so it makes...
Yeah, I wasn't thinking Pixar, but I would be totally in favor. Head to Paradise Falls in the house, right?
Hey, it's only 35 minutes right now.
Oh, okay. Sunday at 4, 45 now. Go.
Dumbo has a longer line than Peter Pan.
What's Dumbo at?
45 minutes.
No, it's not. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't wait 45 minutes for Dumbo. Dumbo's a great, like, opening classic attraction. It's in, like, all the merchandising and everything.
So is
like
Alice
that.
In Wonderland is at 45. What the
Alice
heck is
in
going
Wonderland
on?
Is also a great attraction, but, like, why are you waiting 45 minutes for these attractions?
That's weird to me. Okay. Anyway.
Speaking of lineups, the opening year of Indiana Jones was the last year we were there without fast passes. And it was not weird at all for us to wait an hour and a half line for Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah,
like not at all. We didn't even think about it. If it was less for than because we were there in July, I think, or August. No, it was July. If we were less than 2 hours for Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, or Indiana Jones, we jumped in that lineup because that is how bad those lineups were.
Yeah.
Well over 2 hours. Mm-hmm. We were like, 2 hours, no problem. That's easy.
And it's interesting you say that was before FastPass, and people always...
Just before FastPass.
Always complained that FastPass made lines longer.
Mm.
I don't know. I think it made it more efficient, and I don't know if Genie Plus is doing the same.
It's a weird balance.
Yeah.
I think Genie Plus is doing really well. We've been talking about Genie Plus a lot, but Genie Plus is a very... Indiana Jones and Genie Plus work well in this discussion together. But Genie Plus works really well for people who are there like 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to pay for Genie Plus. And it's like, yeah, well, you can go on weekday, on a random Tuesday in like April or May or something like that when there's not huge crowds.
Oh,
so
unless they add an option for annual magic key holders to buy for the whole year for like a deep discount, I wouldn't pay for Genie Plus on random days for them either.
No kidding. That totally makes sense, and it's tough because
which is probably what they want. I mean,
it's true.
They want the people who are only there for a couple days to get on rides efficiently, so then they're out of the rides to spend money elsewhere.
Yeah, no, it's 100% true.
Guess who buys
more merch?
It is a business. It's always a 100%. Business.
Yeah, like I think when you're thinking Genie Plus, think Indiana Jones as a serious option for this one. Indiana Jones and Space Mountain are your heavy hitters on this one.
Yep, and it's a pretty good value because it's not an individually priced one. You could get one for Rise of the Resistance, or you could get Indiana Jones, Space Mountain, and all the rest for the same price.
Right, exactly. But Indiana Jones has, it's broken a lot, but it usually comes back up. Not always, but usually.
Yeah.
And that is...
It's
you're
not
usually
down all day.
Exactly. You know? You're not going to have a bad time on Indiana Jones.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to have a bad time on Jungle Cruise, unless you're a stick in the mud. And you know what? I love Tiki Room, so yeah. I think Adventureland is just a really awesome place. My only wish was that it was bigger.
Yeah, they are out of space, though.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And in Disney World, of course, you have Adventureland in Magic Kingdom, but you also do have Animal Kingdom, which meets a lot of what Walt first wanted with
right.
the jungle.
Yeah, it's that's Adventureland 2.0 as a
true.
Whole park of,
it's
in and
true.
Of itself. And,
yeah.
And Animal Kingdom is pretty cool. There's not a ton of rides there and stuff, but it's, I don't know, it's like a zoo, right? Like,
yeah, it's very cool and very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and Animal Kingdom, of course, also has the Avatar Land now, which is a big deal and looks really cool.
Oh, that's true. That is true. And Adventureland is also one of those lands that shows up in some formation in every one of the Disney parks around the world.
Yeah.
So, also very cool, because it's one of the originals.
It's one of the originals, and it travels well.
It does. Frontierland is actually the one that has the most trouble, as we talked about when we were doing our Frontierland
absolutely.
Episode.
Absolutely. That is very American-centric, whereas Adventureland, every culture has an adventure.
Every culture
genre.
Wants adventure to be out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it just shows up in different formations, but it is across the board. Anything else to add for Adventureland here?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
Okay, well, I have actually trivia for you this time.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I like the trivia for the landlands.
For the landlands.
Landlands. Okay, so I have three questions. Number one, there's a tiny little home of a leprechaun you can find in Adventureland if you know where to look. It's near the Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. Yeah.
What's the leprechaun's name?
Oh, I don't know. Larry the Leprechaun.
Okay. Larry the Leprechaun. Shout out to Best Life and Beyond. We've talked about them before. They're one of the YouTubers we watch a lot. Spencer does, he always does an impression of him.
He's got a good leprechaun voice. He does lots of voices, but he does a leprechaun voice.
And then Katie's a little less than impressed about it.
they really went for it on St. Patrick's Day. And
absolutely, apparently there was like a lineup to see the little leprechaun house.
Yeah, it was very popular. Yep.
And
day.
So they did that, and then it actually became legitimized in Disney canon because they made a golden books about the leprechaun coming to live in Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. And that came out like, I don't know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago. So it's like recent, like relatively recent. But
well,
yeah.
Go Larry.
it's not Larry. Number two.
Should be.
Approximately how many replicated skulls are there in the Indiana Jones attraction? Would you like a ballpark, like a multiple choice?
This is not trivia. This is just like random facts.
Would you like a multiple choice, though?
Sure.
Okay. More than 500.
That seems like a lot.
More than 1,000.
Oh, boy.
Or more than 2,000.
We'll go with more than 1,000 because it's right in the middle. Okay. That's a lot of skulls, though.
Yeah. From 1998 to 2011, the Tiki Room went under refurbishment and came back as the Enchanted Tiki Room under new management. Two bird characters from animated Disney movies were managers, supposed managers, in this reimagined attraction. Just name one of them.
It was Zazu and Iago, was it not?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, like, because they're birds that were in big Disney movies and they wanted to bring in more Disney movie-specific characters. And yeah, so there you go. Birds.
Okay. All right. Cool. If you have any guesses on our trivia or you want to comment on how you think Brandon did, you can definitely...
Larry the Leprechaun!
But maybe you think that the leprechaun's name should be renamed to Larry.
Yeah. Because
it's not Larry.
It should be.
I'll tell you right now, that one's wrong.
Darn.
You could definitely contact us through social media or our website because that's how you get to our email. And thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneyaid.wixsite.com/podcast. And that is also where you can find a link to our social media accounts. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Though, quite frankly, you go to any of those and you type in Disney A, you're going to find us.
Searches are good.
Yeah, it's fine. And you can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, as well as our YouTube channel, Adventures A. So if you're on YouTube and you want to listen to us on there, that's cool too. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I'm a little concerned because we've talked before about the most terrifying thrill ride at Disneyland Resort. And it isn't Indiana Jones. And it isn't Space Mountain. It is Mickey's Wheel of Death.
Yeah. It's scarier than Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
It's scarier
than the Matterhorn. Even that plunge on Splash Mountain doesn't even hold a candle to Mickey's Wheel of Death.
Which I'm pretty sure is the actual name.
Most people call it. People who know.
They know. And we went on that. The only time I've ever been on that, you took me, and it was a walk up, and we saw they were loading, and I said, oh, are we going to go on the stationary or the mobile? And I thought you said stationary, and it wasn't the stationary. We went on the swinging one, and I, like, screamed and cried the whole time. So you would like to get, this time, video evidence for Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or whatever of me freaking out on this. And I don't know if I'm willing to ride it, but I said if we got just two more reviews on Apple Podcasts before we leave the park, I will go on this and let you video record me.
Might even live stream it.
Might even live stream. You have to freaking out.
You have to keep the profanity to a minimum.
Oh, man, that's going to be hard. So if you want to see that, make sure that you get the review up there quickly, because, I mean, if you review us after we've left, there's nothing we can do. So.
Yeah. So if you're hearing this on the podcast, it's already too late.
That is 100% true. But you can maybe go and check and see if it worked or not. If other people did. Because I got a little worried when someone who has reviewed us already messaged and said, if I leave another review, does it count? I went, what?
I know how to make burner accounts. I could review that.
No, you will not. You will not. But anyway, maybe you want to check out and see if that worked or not.
It's going to work.
I'm worried. So if you like someone who might like listening to us, please recommend Disney A as well. That is the nicest thing you can do. And the other nicest thing you can do is listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio. We are on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps, and you can listen to Disney Parks music or Disney film music.
Or a whole bunch of podcasts.
Or a whole bunch of podcasts on Magic of the Mouse Radio. So next week we will be back. We'll be updating you on all of that news that happened and tell you all about our trip. And oh man, we're going to have so much to talk about. Yeah,
it's just going to be a trip review and a news review and like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, type exactly. Of situation. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you definitely don't want to miss that. Well, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
This is not trivia. This is just like random facts.